Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Kalim Per Gimel Mishnah Zayin Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah Zayin Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah Zayin Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah Zayin Mishnah Ches. And the Mishnah tells us Mecham, an urn or a kettle. This is basically a kli that was used to boil water. Shetfali b'chaymer b'charses that he coated with either chaymer or charses. So an egia b'chaymer tamei b'charses tahar. If food or drink touches the coating that's made out of chaymer, so then it's tamei. But if it touches the charses, then it's tahar. What's the difference? So chaymer is thick clay. It binds really well to this urn or this kettle, and therefore it's considered part and parcel of it. Mimela, if the kettle had become tamei, so this chaymer, this thick clay coating on the outside, also is tamei. However, charses is like a thin coating of sorts, which does not bind very well to it and often crumbles and falls off, so it's not considered part of it. The Mishnah continues with a similar kli, kumkum, which is like a large urn of sorts that's not meant for boiling water, it's really meant for storing hot liquids. Shanika, I've got a hole in it. We know based off of earlier prakim, now the kli is not able to be makabel tomo because it has a hole in it, but then vasoi bezefes, he sealed up that hole with zefes, which is pitch, so Rabbi Yossi Matar, Rabbi Yossi says it's still not able to be makabel tomo. Shanika, yachol kabel asacham in kotzoinen, because it's not able to hold hot liquids like it is able to hold cold liquids, since zefes will often dissolve in hot water, and this is a kli that's meant for hot water, so even though it could hold cold water, it doesn't make a difference. Since it's not able to hold hot water, it's not able to be makabel toma. And v'cheinoy arm b'klei zefes, the same exact thing is with a kli made out of zefes, since it can't hold hot water, it's not able to be makabel toma. Now more about zefes, klei nechoshes shezefasan tahirin, copper kalim that were coated with zefes are tahar. That's because there's no need for them to be coated, there's no purpose, so the zefes coating has nothing to do with it, and therefore it's going to be tahar. However, v'mliyayin temeyin, if it was coated for storing wine, so then it is makabel toma. In this situation, the pitch is lined on the inside of the kli in order to store wine to prevent it from getting ruined from the copper. And over here, it is part of the kli, and therefore it's makabel toma with it. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, chavez shenikva v'asah bezefes yoyser mitzarcha. Let's say we have a barrel that got a hole in it, and then it was sealed up with zefes, but it was more than necessary, which means either a very thick layer of zefes put in it. Let's say the thickness of the wall of the kli itself was half of an inch, but he put an inch worth of zefes there, or it could be that the hole was just, let's say, 1 inch wide, and he ended up putting not only 1 inch of a zephas to seal up the hole, but also smeared zephas around where the hole was. So that's more than necessary. That extra zephas is not needed. So anegei b'tzarcha tamei, but yosim b'tzarcha tahar. If something touches the zephas, which is necessary, so it comes tamei. But if it touched the extra zephas, then it's tahar. Another din, zephas shenatva ala chavis. Let's say just regular plain old pitch dripped onto a chavis. It wasn't used for sealing up a hole. It wasn't needed for anything. So anegei b'tar. Something that touches it is tahar because it's not part of the kli at all. Now another din with zephas, mashpech shel eitz v'shel cheres. A wooden or earthenware funnel that was plugged up with zefes, so now it could hold something because the hole of the funnel is closed. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah metabim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says kum kabel toma because it's a regular kli. Whereas Rabbi Kiva metabim b'shal eitz and metabim b'shal cheres. Rabbi Kiva says only with the wooden one it could become tame, but not the cheres. That's because this bottom of the funnel, which is plugged up with the zefes, is very smooth at that area, and therefore the pitch doesn't really seal to it properly. So when we're dealing with a wood funnel, the reason why it's going to be kabel toma is because zefes actually comes from wood, and so that's considered min bimino. It's the same exact min. It's the same type. It's the same species as the kli. And therefore, even though the seal is not good and solid and might fall out, it's still makabel toma. But cheres, pottery, has nothing to do with zefes. It's not the same min. And as we said, it's not a good seal, so it's not makabel toma. Lastly, Rabbi Yossi matar b'shneim. Rabbi Yossi says that both of them can't be makabel toma, and that's because it's not a good seal. Bottom line is, though, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. We're going to stop for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Parak Dalet, Mishnah Alef and Beis. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.